There's a place in the Bible that says, do not hesitate to extend hospitality to strangers, because some people, by doing that, have entertained angels without even knowing it. There's quite a few stories in the Bible that seem to reinforce that message. You can sit by me, or if you think it would be fun to sit by Sonia, you can. She's very nice, Emma. Yeah, or maybe you're going to help me tell this. Emma's mom's in the choir, and she's heard this story once before already, so maybe she can help if I forget anything. I want to tell you about Abraham and Sarah, who a long time ago were sitting in their tent in the heat of the day trying to stay cool. And we know what it's like to try to stay cool in the heat of the day, right? We've been doing a lot of that ourselves in this last week. Well, they lived in a tent always. They were shepherds, and they had to move around with their sheep and their goats and their cows. So they had a tent, and they would set it up wherever they went. And Abraham's favorite place to sit was right in the doorway of that tent, where the shade was covering him, and maybe if there was any breeze blowing. I notice that's true here at the church. If you stand in the door, the breeze feels really good. And from the doorway of the tent, he could see the flocks and he could see the camp all around. Now, this particular time, they had set up their tent by a grove of oak trees for the extra shade and protection that the trees would offer. And maybe it was all the light and dark shadows of those trees in the middle of the day that made Abraham not really notice his visitors until they were practically right in front of him. He looked up and he noticed there were three people standing not far away. And so he jumped up from his place at the door of the tent. He ran over and he bowed down in front of them and he said to them, "My Lord, if I have found favor with you, please rest here before you continue on your way. I'll bring water and you can wash your feet. You can rest in the shade of these oak trees, and I'll bring a little something for you to eat, some bread perhaps, to make you stronger for your journey." And it's a little bit hard for us to tell if Abraham knew that this was God visiting him, or if this is the way he would have spoken to and treated any stranger who came into his camp. Could be. What happened next was that Abraham went into the tent and said to Sarah, "Quick, get out our best flour and make some fresh bread for our visitors who have just come into our camp." And then he ran out to the shepherds and he picked out a strong young animal and he gave instructions on how the food should be prepared and cooked. And then he went by the little river where in a cool shady place under a rock he was keeping the cheese and the milk from the goats and the cows, and he brought some of that. And before long, these three guests were sitting in the shade, and they were eating this wonderful meal of bread and meat and cheese and milk. Emma's got it down. That's exactly what happened. Sarah was listening from inside the tent, and she heard a voice from outside the tent, one, you know, where Abraham was, her husband was standing with these three guests who were eating, and she heard this voice say, "Next time we come to visit, you, Abraham, and your wife Sarah are going to have a child." When Sarah heard that, it was such a ridiculous suggestion that she started to laugh, and she laughed so hard that her laughter could be heard outside the tent. And then Sarah heard another, or that same voice saying, "Why is Sarah laughing? Is anything too wonderful for God? We're telling the truth. Next time we visit, Sarah will have had a baby, and it's going to be a boy." And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. In a few months' time, Abraham and Sarah's lifetime dream came true, and they did have a child. It was a boy, and they named him Isaac. And people who remembered that, who witnessed that, and who remembered it and told the story over the years, concluded that really it had been God visiting Abraham and Sarah in the form of those three visitors. So we're going to join hands now. You can hold hands with somebody near you, and we're going to say a prayer before we go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for the encouragement you offer for us to show hospitality by offering rest and refreshment to those who visit us. We never know when you might be our guest, and we want to keep our hearts and our minds open to your amazing grace. Amen. Have a good time in Sunday school. We'll see you when it's time for communion.